ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। 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 सो टुडेज वर्स सत्वं रजस्तमाइति प्रकृतिर्नात्मनो गुणाः नाते साम्युगपदराजन रुषा उल्लास एव वा सत्वं रजस्तयम् इति प्रकृतिर्नात्मनो गुणाः नाते शाम युगपद राजन रुषा उल्लास एव वा सत्वं रजस्तमा इति प्रकृतेरनात्मनो गुणाः नाते शाम युगपद राजन राशा उल्लास एव वा Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ji ki. Kindly repeat. Sattvam, the mode of goodness. Rajah, the mode of passion. Rajah, the mode of passion. Tamah, the mode of ignorance. Iti, thus, prakratehe, of material nature, na, not, atmanaha, of the spirit soul, gunaha, qualities, na, not, te sham, of them, yugapata, simultaneously, Rajan, O King, Rushaha, diminution, Ullasaha, prominence, Eva, certainly, Va, or. My dear King Parikshit, the material qualities, Sattva Guna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna, all belong to the material world and do not even touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. The original position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of equality. There is no question of his being influenced by Sattvagun, Rajogun, or Tamogun, for these material qualities cannot touch the Supreme Lord. The Lord is therefore called the Supreme Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha Parama Krishnaha. He is the Supreme Controller. He controls the material qualities. Daivi hi eva gunamai mama maya. Maya adhyakshena prakriti hi suyate. Material nature, prakriti, works under his order. How then can he be under the qualities of prakriti? Krishna is never influenced by the material qualities. Therefore, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpataro Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine. Shri Chaitanya Manoyabhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Aradhyo Bhagwan Vrajesha Tanayas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajuvadu Vargena Taya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavata Purana Yamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Mataidam Nayatrayagra Paraha. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayaudhirayet
Shrinvanta Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridiyantastha Bhadrani Vidunoti Surut Satam Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jayom Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivajagacharya Stotra Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupad Ki Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharya Guru Varki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki Bolo Shri Dham Vrindavan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Their Lordships Nitaya Gaur Sundan Krishna Balram Lalita Vishakha Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So first of all, my thousands and thousands of obeisances to the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, to the lotus feet of our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, to the lotus feet of the Rupanuga Varya Acharyas, and to the lotus feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Please bless me that whatever I speak is in line with our, and it will please our Gaudiya Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. If there are any mistakes, it is only my fault. And if there is anything that the Vaishnavas may find enlightening, it is all glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to our Acharyas. So, we are sequentially into Canto 7, which is entitled The Science of God. And this particular chapter, chapter number 1, is entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. I will read the verse one more time. Svatvam rajastama iti prakrite natmano gunaha na tesham yugapada rajan rusha ullasa evava. My dear King Parikshit, the material qualities, sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun, all belong to the material world and do not even touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. This is a very wonderful tattva, philosophical point that Vyasadeva is bringing through his son, Sukadeva Goswami Pad, and through Suta Goswami. So, the highlights of this particular verse is that material nature's dominion is only limited to this material world, meaning the three gunas, tamo, mode of ignorance, rajo, the mode of passion, and sato, the mode of goodness, is only a property of the material world. That's one point this particular verse brings. And the second point, important point that this verse highlights, is that Krishna is equal to everyone. Actually, this question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, and it's a very wonderful question. Questions that are asked for the benefit of all. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also, the questions that are asked by the sages, represented by Shaunak Rishi, is very much appreciated by Suta Goswami by saying that, yes, indeed, all your questions that you're asking are very beneficial to mankind, not just to you, but to everyone present and to mankind. Similarly, questions that Vaishnavas ask, they have a very special benefit. And the benefit is Jai Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Sundar, Shri Shri Krishna Balram, Lalita Vishakha Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai. So similarly, the question that Parikshit Maharaj posed in this particular chapter is, there are two questions. One question is that how come it appears that the Lord is partial? Because he is basically appearing to take partiality for Indra or the demigods by fighting the demons or the asuras. And the second question that he asked is, although Shishupal was so envious and angry at Krishna, how come he got liberation? So, but this particular context here is describing in this verse is the nature of the material world, and the nature, material nature, cannot control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Material nature, comprising of these three gunas, is limited to the material world is because the maximum that one can, even one who is in the mode of Satogun, gets the heavenly planets, which they generally are very pious people. And when one is in the mode of passion, one generally takes birth in the middle planetary system or the Bhumandal. And one is generally predominantly in the mode of ignorance, then they are transported to the hellish planets or the Narkiya Lokas. So the spiritual world is beyond these three. That is why it is called transcendental. Transcendental means transcending the three modes of material nature. Krishna tells Arjun also that Traigunaya Vishayaveda Nistray Bhava Guna Arjuna. O Arjun, in the second chapter, Krishna says that the Vedas are predominantly concentrating on these three gunas, on the mode of ignorance, in the mode of passion, and the mode of goodness. But you have to eventually Nistray Guna Bhava Arjuna. You have to go beyond these three modes of material nature, because if one wants to remain in the material world, then one will be controlled by these three modes of material nature. And if one wants to go beyond the material world into the spiritual sky, into the spiritual planets, then one has to go beyond the three modes of material nature. Material nature cannot touch Krishna. It is only the quality of the material world. And how is it so? So we first have to understand that whatever our acharyas tell us, they bring us the qualities of Krishna. Krishna in the previous verses is known as Nirguna. Nirguna means one who has no material qualities. There is another school of thought known as the Mayavad philosophy. And the Mayavads, when they say Nirgun, means there are no spiritual, there are no attributes such as form, name, qualities, etc. But the Vaishnava translation of this particular word and the realization of Nirgun means no material qualities. Guna, in Sanskrit, one of the meanings of guna means rope that binds you to the material world. And anybody who is in these three modes, including the mode of goodness, will bind. Because the maximum that the god of goodness will give us is rewards into a birth into the heavenly planets, which is punya. And one has to go beyond punya, pap, and rajogun. And that is the main purpose of our institution that Srila Prabhupada has given us, based on the lines of Rupanuga Acharyas. This movement of ISKCON is given to us so that eventually we can transcend these three modes of material nature and be situated in Shuddha Sattvam. Now, if by chanting the holy name of the Lord and by practicing proper Krishna consciousness, if we can transcend the material qualities, then how is it that the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself can ever be under the control of Maya or the three modes of material nature? Maya basically comprises of these three modes: Tamo, Rajo and Sato. Mother Kunti, in the first canto, in the Kunti Stava, chapter 8, says, Namasya Purusham Adhyam Ishwara Prakrate Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam. She says, I offer my obeisances unto you, O Krishna. Namasya Purusham Adhyam, you are the foremost being. Namasya Purusham Adhyam Ishwara Prakrate Param. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond Prakriti or the modes of material nature. Ishwara Prakrate Param. Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam. He is not visible to all. Antar Bahir Avastitam. Although he is situated within and without. He is situated inside and he is situated outside. It's a wonderful verse. Lots of philosophy in it. Kunti Mata is praying to Krishna when he was leaving Dwarka. At that time, in the Kunti Stav, she realizes that who Krishna is. And she immediately says that you are Prakrite Param. You are beyond the three modes of material nature. Dharmasya Tattva Nihitam Guhyam Mahajana Jaina Gata Pantaha. The principles of religiosity or Krishna consciousness is very, very confidential. But when we hear from the Mahajans, from the great personalities, like for example, here we have quoted Mother Kunti, then Mahajana Jena Gata Panta, when we follow into their footsteps, then we will understand the confidential nature of bhakti, the confidential nature of dharma. So Krishna, also Prabhupada has quoted so nicely. He says, Ishwara Parama Krishna. Ishwar means one who is a controller. We are also Ishwaras. From the Sanskrit point of view, if you translate the word Ishwar into English, it means one who can control. So we are mini Ishwaras. But Ishwara Parama Krishna. Parama Krishna means he is the supreme controller. So how is it possible that Maya can ever control him? Everything emanates from Krishna. Janmadi Yasya. Srimad Bhagavatam's invocation, the very first verse says, Janmadi Yasya Yatvan Vayat Itaratascha Artheshwa Bhigya Swarat Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muhyanti Yat Surya Tejo Vari Mridam Yathavini Mayo Yatra Trisargo Amrusha Dhamna Svenan Sada Nirasta Kohokam Satyam Param Dhimahi. Vyasadeva offers his humble obeisances to Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavatam, before compiling the Bhagavatam. He says, you are Satyam Param Dhimahi. Satyam Param Dhimahi means that he is eternal and is not subject to the modes of material nature. Janmadi Yasya, everything emanates from Krishna, including material nature. So, Prabhupada has very nicely quoted here as well, that Daivihi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya. This Maya, this Daivi Maya, is mine, Mama. It is not anybody else's, not Tom, Dick, and Harry's. And it is not Je Mam Prabhatyante Maya Taranti. One who surrenders unto me can cross over this material nature. So Maya is a product of Krishna. Maya is controlled by Krishna. Maya does not control Krishna. Srishti Siddhi Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reva Chayavya Yasya Bhavanani Bibarti Durga Yam Ichchanu Rupamami Cha Cheshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma says in the 5th chapter of Brahma Samhita that Yasya Ichcha Anu Rupam Api Cha Cheshta Tesa. Maya Devi or Durga Devi works in accordance to your desire, O Krishna. So there is no question of Maya being touched by Krishna or Maya touching Krishna. And also Prabhupada has quoted माया अध्यक्षेन श्रूयते श्रूयते सुचराचरम. अंडर माय गाइडेंस, अंडर माय इंस्ट्रक्शंस, माया एक्ट्स. सो कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर एंड माया इज कृष्णा सबॉर्डिनेट. माया इज एक्चुअली छाया. काया व्यू इज श्रीमती राधारानी एंड छाया इज द शैडो ऑफ द पोटेंसी ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी. एंड the only purpose of this material nature is basically a rectification place for all of us, so that when we suffer, we are completely suffering by the three modes of material nature. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava dava agni nirvaparam. This particular material world is like a forest fire. Bhava, this samsar, where there is repeated birth and death, is like a forest fire. Samsara davanal lida loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatmam praptasya praptasya kalyana gunarna vasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. So this material nature, this material world under the controller of the material maya is full of miseries, and it is so miserable that it is like a forest fire, and it can be only extinguished by the mercy of guru, who acts like a rain cloud that is fully laden with thunder storms or thunder rain that can only extinguish a forest fire. Otherwise, a forest fire cannot be extinguished by any normal means. So as far as Krishna is concerned, there is no question that he is controlled under the Maya. As a matter of fact, Maya is being controlled by him. Another important point that is being brought here is Krishna. How is he that he is equal to everyone, especially when he is fighting against the demons? We have seen in the entire creation and the history of creation, Krishna has always apparently sided the demigods. Eta chamsa kalapumsat krishnastu bhagwan swayam indra ari vyakulam. Indra ari means the enemies of Indra. Vyakulam, Krishna, he makes them, he defeats them, or he puts them into great anxiety. Krishna always, it appears that he is always siding the demigods, he is always siding the devotees, and he is against the demons. So one can ask this question based on this Bhagavad Gita shloka: Bhuktaram sarva yagya tapasyam sarva loka maheshwaram surut sarva bhutanam. The line here, the shloka is in this, the line is Surut Sarva Bhutanam. Krishna is a beneficiary of all, and Krishna is a well-wisher of all. Sarva Bhuta, that means everybody in this creation. Everybody in this creation. So that would also include demons or asuras. So how is it that he appears to be partial? So actually, Krishna is not partial. He gives results according to one's surrender. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tamsa tathaiva bhajami aham. This is a wonderful verse, and it applies to all levels and all levels of devotees, all levels, all entities in this creation. It's a very deep verse. This verse alone can probably take a class or two by itself. But the essence of this verse is that Krishna gives the result according to one's way of worship. There is a very nice verse in the Brahma Samhita. Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vasalya moha guru gaurava sevyamanai sanchitya guru gaurava vasalya moha guru gaurava sanchitya sadrisham Tanumapurete Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. In this verse, this point is highlighted, that how Krishna gives results according to one's desire, according to one's bhav. He says, Yam Krodha. If somebody is angry at Krishna, like Shishupal was very angry at Krishna. So he was also constantly thinking of Krishna. He was also constantly thinking of Krishna. Kama. Here the word kam means, there are two meanings. One, kam means one who may have material desires like our us, the entities in the material world. And also this kam, our Rasik Acharya has explained, is the amorous desires of the gopis. Yam kama. Krodha kama sahaja pranaya adi. Sahaja pranaya means the fraternalship, the friendship of Krishna. Some desire to have Krishna as his dear friend. Just like so many Krishna's gopals, his friends, Sudam, Sridam, Madhumangal, etc. So they are the friends of Krishna in the, what we call as the, what rasa? Sakya ras. Then, bhiti. Bhiti means fear. Like Kamsa had lots of fear of Krishna. He was always constantly, 24 hours Krishna conscious as well. But he was constantly in fear. He was always thinking, the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudev is going to kill me. This prediction that was there, it is going to come true. And constantly from the time that Akashvani or that prediction came in from the firmaments, Kamsa was always in fear and always was thinking of Krishna. Of course, it is not conducive that way. But even those who think of Krishna in anger like Shishupal, or even those who think of Krishna in fear and envy of Krishna like Kamsa, if they get liberation, what to talk about the devotees who are constantly thinking of Krishna? So Krishna is equal in that sense that even the demons, they get liberation when they are killed by Krishna. Krishna is Surut Sarva Bhutanam. How is he Surut Sarva Bhutanam? We quoted this verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhuktaram Sarva Yajna Tapasyam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surut Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Richati. He Surut Sarva Bhutanam means he is equal to all living entities and he is a well-wisher of all living entities. So well-wisher means even he is the well-wisher when he kills a demon. It is also for the benefit of the demons. And they also get the Sayujya Mukti. They get liberation when they get killed by Krishna. So Krishna is always a well-wisher, no matter who one is. We are all also demons. In one sense, before coming to Krishna consciousness, probably at least I was a big demon in many ways. And Krishna has reciprocated because somehow or the other I came across the mercy of Vaishnavas. I came across, through the mercy of Vaishnavas, I came across our movement, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada has so many demoniac personalities or in nature, he has made them into Vaishnavas. Is it not true? So when that desire arises within us, whether it is envy, whether it is anger, whether it is Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhave, whether we want to serve him in a Shantaras, in a neutral ras, or vatsalya. Yam krodha kama sahaja pranaya adi bhiti vatsalya moha guru. Vatsalya. If one wants to worship Krishna as a child, then Krishna will reciprocate by giving us the bhav of the gopis and the gopas of Vraj who consider Krishna as their little baby, just like the bhav of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai. So according to the desire of the entity Krishna arranges, so he is equal. So if somebody wants to have Krishna intensely in their heart as their baby boy, as their darling baby, so Krishna will arrange that bhav in them equally to all those Vaishnavas. If Krishna wants that there is madhurya ras, that kama or the amorous pastimes of the gopis, then we can also, eventually, when we are completely purified and we become complete staunch followers of Rupa Goswami, then we will get the raga bhakti. We will get the bhakti of the gopis. And then our kam, the amorous desires of the madhurya ras, will also be fulfilled. So if somebody desires something, even if it is material, Krishna accordingly rewards. Somebody wants that, okay, my dear Krishna, I don't have much money, I don't have food, I don't have education, or I need all these, a long list of Santa Claus lists. Christmas is coming maybe in 2 days. So there is a long Santa Claus list people are making for Santa. Right? So similarly, we also have a long, even devotees have a Santa Claus list, or a list for Krishna for material desires. So Krishna also accordingly gives the result to those devotees or to persons who are, because ultimately everything comes from Krishna. So he is equal in that sense. Just like a teacher, when is giving in an exam paper, let's say there are 100 questions and each question is 1 mark. One student answers 60 questions correctly. So obviously the teacher is going to give 60 marks. One student is going to answer 90 questions correctly. Then the 90 marks are given to that student by that teacher. The teacher, while teaching in the class, is equally teaching to everyone. But somebody is excelling and somebody is not excelling. And accordingly, the teacher is giving the results and examining. So can we say that the teacher is partial? Oh, you gave me only 60 and my friend in the classmate got 90 marks. So similarly, we have to understand the qualities of Krishna are also there in the acharyas. In Mangalarti, we sing every day. What is that verse? Shakshat haritvena samasta shastra uktastha bhavyata eva sadbi kinto prabhoya priyavatasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Sakshat haritvena. Krishna's devotees, acharyas, the pure devotees have the qualities of Krishna. All of the qualities of Krishna, one of the important qualities is equality. Prabhupada said this. Actually, the mercy of the spiritual master is just like the sunshine. It is shining equally everywhere. On the sea, on the water, on the land, on the mountains. But what can the spiritual master do? Or what can Krishna do if some refuse to come out into the sunlight? So we have also an onus. We all have minute independence. Krishna is Swarat. Swarat means he is completely independent. And we are part and parcels of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that all jivas are my parts and parcels. And so we also have minute qualities of Krishna. So Krishna is completely independent. We have minute independence. So our minute independence, if we misuse it, then we cannot say that Krishna is impartial. Krishna gives the same results according to one's desires, whether they are material or as spiritual and as high as the Madhuri Ras in the Gopi Bhav. So that is the equality. And that is what we are being taught. I'm speaking mainly on the context right now, on the qualities of Krishna being equal and the spiritual master also being equal, or a Vaishnava being equal. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarva Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu. One who is enlightened, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, is always very happy. Why is he happy? Because he doesn't see anybody as the enemy or friend. Just like Krishna doesn't see anybody as his enemy or friend. He is equipoised to everyone. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na, he doesn't hanker behind anything, so he doesn't lament. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu, and he looks upon everybody equally. That is a very important point. Actually, we sometimes read Shastra from a very surface, but when we go deep into each and every word, there are so many realizations by the mercy of our acharyas. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu means that everybody is equal in the sense that there is a supreme Lord situated in everybody's heart. And everybody's got this quality of Satchitananda Das in them. All are eventually the servants of Krishna. That is why we address each other, our system that Prabhupada and our acharya has given, we address each other as Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. That is not only humility, but because we see that I am a Das Anudas, I am the servant of the servant. So Sama Sarvesu Bhuteshu means one who is very, very enlightened, one who is on a Mahabhagavat platform, sees these things, that everything actually, eventually, is the source is Krishna. Equal. So this is a very, very wonderful verse that describes the quality of Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates accordingly. Whatever the desires may be, material, or it may be the highest spiritual desire of the gopis as mentioned. So, these are the two important points, three actually points, that material nature has no control over Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything emanates, and actually material nature is being controlled by Krishna. And Krishna is equal to all. Of course, he appears to be very, very favorable to the devotees. But that is his nature of equality. If one becomes his devotee, he is also going to equally treat you just like he treats other devotees. So that is the equality. So demons also, example Vrittasur. He had the qualities of a devotee. Krishna gave him the reciprocation, like how Krishna gives devotees the mercy. So many examples are there like that. We can see the example of Putna, oho yam bakiyam stana kavala kutam. She came to Krishna by applying poison on her nipples, trying to kill Krishna. But this Krishna, he is so kind that he gave. Although she came, her intention, Krishna is Karuna Sindhu. He sees the intention. Oh, here she comes. Also she wants to kill me, but she comes to me as a mother. She wants to breastfeed me. He thinks that she is just like the bhav of the gopis. He is thinking on a very high platform, not like us. Sometimes when somebody does something wrong to us, we immediately think that, oh, he is my enemy or she is my enemy. We don't think that there is a higher purpose, that there is a purification. We don't think on a higher platform. We think otherwise. So Krishna is fully transcendental. He is Jagat Guru. So he sees the purpose that Putna came to me with, as to feed me as a mother. So let me award her Dhatri. The word that is being used here in the Bhagavatam is Dhatri, like a mother. So Krishna gave her a position as a mother, as a nurse in Golok Vrindavan. She didn't even get Sahajya Mukti. Most demons, when they are killed by Krishna, they get the Sahajya Mukti into the Brahma Jyoti. But she got, so that is what is mean by equal. Equal means even he doesn't care if it is a demon. If a demon wants to become a devotee, or if the intention of a demon is that of a devotee, then Krishna will award accordingly. That is the reason why he is equal. Another very good example that comes to my mind is from Damodar Leela. Kuvera atma jao baddha murtavam yadda taya mochitav bhaktir bhajav kritav cha tatha prema bhaktim swakam me prayachha na moksha griham asti damodarya. Beautiful verse. Time is short. Each and every verse is like one long class. This is like a seminar. Kuver Atma Jaubadda, the sons of Kuver, they were so demoniac in nature, the way they behaved. They were drinking in the Mandakini River, naked, enjoying with the denizens of heaven. Narad Muni came, and they did not even bother to offer their pranams. What to talk about pranams? They didn't even look at him, and they shamelessly continued their drinking and merrymaking. That's a demoniac quality. And Narad Muni cursed them. That if you want to stay naked like this, become trees. Prabhupada also said that many times. When he used to go to the west, he saw young men and women dressed very lightly. So Prabhupada said, if you want to dress like that, then don't worry. Krishna will give you a body in 8,400,000 species of life. Stand naked for the next 500 years. Become a tree. And stand naked. Then you don't need clothes. So Narad Muni cursed them, and they were pleading, please forgive us. But then Narad Muni said, okay, I will do one thing. You will become a tree. That is the mercy of a pure Vaishnava. In the courtyard of Nanda Baba. In Gokul. So you can see the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. That is the benediction. So when they were Kuver Atma Jaba, even though you were bound by the motor, you were so kind that you liberated them. Kover atma jau baddha murtava yadvat. Murtava means you are yourself were bound, but you were so kind that you liberated them. And not only that, toya mochi tau bhaktir bhajau kritavcha. You gave them pure devotional service and you gave them, you did not send them back to heaven, because the sons of Kuver is the treasurer of heaven. He's the treasurer of Indra. That is the third swarga, the third heavenly planet. But you gave them residence in Golok. And in Jiva Goswami mentions in the Gopal Champu chapter number 8, actually these two personalities became, the two sons of Kuver, Nalagriva and Managriva, they became Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. They become two Gopas in Vraj, in Golok Vrindavan. Every day in the morning, they go to Nanda Bhavan. When Krishna wakes up, when Nanda Baba wakes up, the Vrajvasis assemble and they sing the glories, eternal glories of Krishna. Just like in Ramayana, Lav Kush, they go and preach the glories, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. They sing that. Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta, the two sons of Kuver, who are given this liberation in Goloka, they sing the glories, all the different pastimes of Krishna. And they entertain the Vrajvasis and throw them into a bliss of pool. So Nanda Baba once asked them eventually, that I have not really seen you. Who are these two personalities, these two? Then they bowed down and said, it is us, O Maharaj. We, the two demoniac sons of Kuver, were liberated by your son, although he was bound. This is Krishna's equality. And the reason is very, very simple. That it is because they were the sons of Kuver. And Kuver was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is a great devotee of Krishna. Vaishnava naam yatha Shambhu. Not only that, Naradji is a great devotee of Krishna. So Naradji had predicted that you will be liberated by Krishna. And that is the reason Krishna could have given him liberation, different kinds of liberty. Krishna gave them the best. The best of the best, which is residence in Golok Vrindavan. Although demoniac in personality. So when one gets that mercy, even sometimes we are not qualified, like the sons of Kuver. When we have Srila Prabhupada, when we have our acharyas, just like Naradji and Shivji, Krishna looked at them. That is what it means by the word Damodar Bhakti Baddham. In the Damodar Ashtakam, that line comes, Damodar Bhakti Baddham means not only tied, but it also literally means tied by the words of their devotees. Prati janadi kaunteya name bhaktya pranashyati. Krishna is bound by the words of the devotees. Naradji says that you will see the pastimes, you will be liberated, you will be born in Goloks. Tathastu, so be it. Krishna gave them residence. Once they would have been liberated, they could have been liberated just like any other demoniac personalities in any of the other muktis, perhaps Sahujya Mukti, perhaps in Vaikuntha. But he gave a sthan, a place in his own personal home, which is Gokul. Amazing, isn't it not? That is what is the meaning, that Krishna is equally disposed, equally, he is equal to all. If one has that desire or one has the mercy, we may not have the qualification, but if we have the mercy and we are surrendered, and because Prabhupada said that if you chant 16 good rounds every day, you follow the four regulative principles, don't commit any offenses, you will go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. Do we have that qualification? No. But because Prabhupada said that, Krishna is going to look at that and take us back. Radharani will take us back. They only look at the highest benefit. Sometimes we pray, what are we praying to Krishna? We have to pray as devotees. I heard this recently, very nice. This I want to share and then I'll end here. Sometimes when we are standing in front of the Lord Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, what are we asking? We should ask, and this is what we, please give me what you think is best for me. When we tell that to Radharani, then Radharani is not going to think small. Radharani is going to think Seva Akunj. Radharani is going to think Nikunja Seva. Radharani is going to think Seva of the Manjaris. Our acharyas, they're all manjaris. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana. Narottam Das Thakur is praying like that. Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada is also praying like that. When Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada left his body, he asked, please sing this bhajan for me. And then after this bhajan was finished, His Holiness Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj sang it, Srila Prabhupada's senior god brother, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada left his body in the Brahma Murat. So that is what Radharani will think, that is what Shyam Sundar will think, that is what Krishna Balaram will think when we leave the ball in their court. I am most unqualified. I have no qualities. But kindly you give me, just like when you are standing in front of a very rich person, then you can ask him, can you give me 10,000 rupees? So okay, if you ask that, he can give you very easily. He will give you, okay, give him 10,000. He will tell his secretary, 10,000 rupees. If you say, can you give me 1 crore? Okay, sure, I'll give you 1 crore. He is capable. But if somebody stands very humbly in front of that person who is extremely rich, give me what you think is best for me. What do you think? Aap jo uchit samajhte ho mujhe de dijiye. Whatever you think is best, please give me. So is he going to think small? He is a multi-billionaire trillionaire. So he's probably giving me, okay, here, take 5 crores. So similarly, Radharani and Krishna don't think small. We and the material world, because we are controlled by material nature, we think small. But they don't think small. So we should pray, I am unqualified. And the more realized we get, the more chanting we do, the more we shastra we read, the more we are in the dham, we will feel that we are most unqualified. That feeling should come. And then the disqualification itself is a kripa patra. That makes us qualified. And Radharani, when we are standing in front of Radharani and saying, my dear Radharani, please give me what you think is best for me. So Radharani is going to give you the highest eventually. Let's not ask for toys. Ask for the highest thing. So this is how Krishna is equally disposed to everyone. This is how Krishna thinks. And this is how Krishna's devotees think. Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastre. They have the same qualities as Krishna. Surat Sarva Bhutana. They are the beneficiary. Tavakatha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam Kavibiriditam Kalmashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Gridanti Je Bhurida Jana. Those are Bhurida Jana. Mahaprabhu was also extremely pleased. Pratap Rudra King, when he went in Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu was very tired and he stopped in a garden and he was resting. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj was refused darshan of Mahaprabhu for a long time. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj wanted to give up his life. So the devotees in Jagannath Puri, they decided how. So he said, become a sweeper, wear ordinary clothes, and when Rath Yatra comes, Mahaprabhu will give you darshan and he is going to rest. When he rests, you sing this particular verse of the Gopi Geet, Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam. And you sing this, and the last line, Bhuri Da Jana. Bhuri means Bhuri Da. Bhuri means the extreme beneficiary of mankind. There's nobody. Da means Daan, to give in charity. And Bhuri Da means the utmost charity that one cannot even conceive. Bhuri Da Jana. Such personalities like Srila Prabhupada, they go around the world preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. And they are indeed the most beneficiaries of mankind. So when Pratap Rudra King came close and Mahaprabhu was resting and he was massaging his lotus feet, he started singing this verse. And immediately Mahaprabhu woke up and he hugged him and tears flowed from both their eyes. And Mahaprabhu could only say, Bhuri Da Jana, Bhuri Da Jana, Bhuri Da Jana. Indeed, they are the only ones that are beneficiary to mankind. Srila Prabhupada, our acharyas, They have the qualities Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastra. They have the qualities of Krishna. They have the compassion of Krishna. And they are equal. Yes, come my dear boy. Come my dear girl. Take to this Krishna consciousness. One time Srila Prabhupada, every morning he used to go for a morning walk. And in Bombay on the Jew beach, he had some kind of a friendship with one doctor, Dr. Bhogilal Patel. And Prabhupada loved to have conversations with him. There were some debates. He was a scholarly personality and Prabhupada used to debate with him constantly. And through that debates, his disciples used to get to learn a lot of things. So in that conversation, Dr. Bhogilal Patel asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, in the Gita it is said, Pandita Samadarshina, a Pandita, a Vaishnava, looks upon everybody equally. But Swamiji, you are calling these scientists rascals. Then how is it that you are Samadarshina? Pretty challenged. And can you guess what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada smiled. He took his cane up and he pointed it in a circle towards all his white disciples, his Western disciples. He says, our version of Pandita Samadarshina is that we give Krishna consciousness equally to everyone. Dina ina jata chilo hariname uddhariro tara shakhi jagai madhai. That is the quality of Nityananda Prabhu, who is the head of Guru Tattva. Same qualities our Prabhupada, our Acharyas have. Non-different. I make hippies into happies. One reporter asked, Swamiji, what kind of miracles can you do? When somebody sees a Swami in the saffron clothes, generally the people at large, they ask, Swamiji, do you read your hand? Can you read the fortune telling? Can you read the hand? Can you make some miracles? And Prabhupada said, yes, the miracles that we do is, we make hippies into happies. So we give Krishna. Actually, a sannyasi is not supposed to cross the seven seas. But Prabhupada, there is a higher purpose. He went, and that is the reason we are all here together. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this envisioning that in every town and village, Mahaprabhu's vision was there, that every town and village, my name will be there. Prithvicha Adi Nagaradi Gram Sarvatroi Muranam Prachar. How did that happen? If Prabhupada did not leave Vrindavan. Everybody wants to come to Vrindavan. Everybody wants to stay in Vrindavan. All devotees desirous to retire in Vrindavan. But this great personality left Vrindavan at an advanced stage just for the benefit of ours. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. If there is any questions I can take, I know it is time for Prasad. It's a little late. But if there is a question or two I can take, otherwise Mahaprasade Govinde. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharya Guru Var ki, Patita Pavan Nitai Gaur Sundar ki, Krishna Balram ji ki, Lalita Vishaka Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.